Hence is a new novel by Brad Lighthizer. His earlier novel was called Equal Distance, and he's also published two books of poetry. Lighthizer's work often shows up on the pages of The New Yorker, The New York Review of Books, and The Atlantic. Book critic John Leonard says Lighthizer was ambitious with his new novel.
Hence, stripped of the paraphernalia of modernism in which it's wrapped, could have been an old-fashioned story about people who feel bad. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, in 1993, a boy named Tim feels bad because he's losing at chess to a computer named Andy. Tim's mother, Doris, feels bad because she's lost her husband and her breasts. Tim's brother, Garner, feels bad because that's his profession. He's a philosopher. Tim's favorite TV evangelist, Reverend Rabbit, feels bad because he's stabbed himself on camera with a jackknife. And Tim's principal competitor for media attention, a Japanese musical prodigy, feels bad because the Haydn-like symphonies he composes are 200 years too late. All these people are full of interesting, even furious grievance, including Andy, an MIT proto-mind. They've something to say, but Brad Lighthizer refuses to let them say it simply. Lighthizer, a fine poet who writes difficult fiction, has too much on his mind for the good of his characters. He broods about the disintegration of American family life, the loss of faith in the modern world, the end of literature as we know it, human sacrifice, and artificial intelligence. He's especially disdainful of that Benthamite utilitarianism from which our secular society so joylessly derives. He can't stop himself from digressing on twins and junk food and Icelandic sagas. And he seems to have submitted his manuscript for prior approval to those mandarins of the Academy who insist on the latest in French theories about structure and subtext. Thus, the meat of Hence is sandwiched between leaves of diffident preface and macrocosmic aftermatter. The book we are about to read, the book we have finished reading, is looked back on from a future in which there are no books. A fictitious editor deems it to have been prophetic of a time to come after something called the shift, perhaps from man to machine. It is called a meditation instead of a novel. It is a performance pointing at itself. Instead of caring about Tim or Doris or the Reverend Rabbit or the shamefully neglected Japanese musical prodigy, we end up admiring Lighthizer's Nabokovian cleverness, the imp of Calvino in him, his Stanislaw Lemming-like way with androids and androgyny, his hounding of God in the random access of an Updike. Hence, in fact, reminds me more of Updike's Rogers version than any other recent novel. It too much enjoys its own proofs, its winks and nudges and theological bullying. Like Tim's philosopher brother, we're supposed to grow up out of our disappointment by the universe, to shake off our feeling that life itself is a raw deal, to arrive at some unspecified vantage point or launching pad from which we may go hence, may actually get somewhere. According to the novelist, trapped as we are in systems, quote, capacious enough to encompass the very paradox of self-reference, what everybody who feels bad is really saying is, I want out. And everybody is also saying, give me a voice. And yet this specific novel, this witty Hence, is also a closed system of paradox and self-reference. And from it we want out, because nobody has a voice.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Hence by Brad Lighthizer.